AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
The events of last night are not the Charlotte that we know and love.
Charlotte, North Carolina Mayor Jennifer Roberts moments ago talking about a second night of violence last night after police shot and killed a black man earlier this week. Riot police fired tear gas last night as protesters charged officers. Several people were hurt. One man shot and critically wounded, though the city says he was not shot by police. 44 people arrested. Police say the man an officer shot dead on Tuesday had a gun and refused repeated orders to drop it. His family says he had no gun. Would police video help to have calmed down the situation last night? The police chief answered that question moments ago.
I would like to think that, but I can tell you this. As I said yesterday, there's your truth, my truth, and the truth. Some people have already made up their minds what happened.
The police chief was asked if Keith Scott had been pointing a gun at officers when he was shot dead.
I did not see that in the videos that I've reviewed. So what I can tell you, though, is when taken in the totality of all the other evidence, it supports what we've heard and the version of the truth that we gave about the circumstances that happened that led to the death of Mr. Scott.
Donald Trump sees a lack of spirit between blacks and whites. He's encouraging racial unity this morning. Hillary Clinton says police killings of black Americans are unbearable and ought to become intolerable, as she put it. In several Midwestern states, heavy rain has flooded homes, closed highways, and stranded drivers. Parts of Minnesota are using snow plows to move standing water off the highways. Home sales are down 0.9%. Realtors say there's a demand, but fewer sellers are putting their homes on the market. The Dow is up 136. This is AP Radio News. The Fed isn't raising interest rates, but is hinting that a rate hike may be on the horizon. Here's our Violet Ekonomova.
Despite the move to hold off on raising rates, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is expressing confidence in the strength of the economic recovery.
We're generally pleased with how the U.S. economy is doing. Growth was weak in the first half of the year. We're seeing definite evidence that the economy is now expanding more strongly.
Yellen pointed to an improving job market and pickup in economic activity, but she did note that inflation is too low and business investment remains soft. Still, if things continue to improve, most analysts think the Fed will next raise rates in December. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment has fallen to the lowest level since July. Jobless claims are down by 8,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.